This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, I know there's about 3,000 of the shows out there you could be watching, but you're listening to this one, which I'd like to believe, you know, kind of shows the high IQ you got. And we'll take on about anything on the show. We'll talk on just about anything. And if there's a specific story or a person that you want me to get on, send me an email to joe@therealside.com. Capital TRW in the subject line. TRS, TRW. Capital TRS in the subject line. And then let me know what the subject is. I don't care what it is. And then give me an idea what you want me to talk about, or maybe a guest or somebody you might have in mind. Because, you know, I want to make it, to a big degree, I want to make it your show as well. I want you to have part of what's going on, or be part of the process, if you would. Where'd that go? See you later. Okay. Oh, wrong one. Duh. Georgetown students decried a speech by Noni Darwish. Now, we've had her on the show before. She is a pretty intense woman, right? Oh, yeah. She's a Muslim woman who grew up in Egypt but fled for the U.S. She became a Christian and became a very outspoken critic of Sharia. Calling Darwish Islamophobic, students demanded that her hate speech be censored, including the secretary of the Georgetown University College Republicans, who resigned in protest. Why would you resign? Why wouldn't you stay and fight? Seriously. Georgetown University students, they're outraged that a Muslim woman was allowed to deliver a speech criticizing Sharia law. You think they'd be upset if I was, I don't know. You know, as a Christian, what if I criticized the Ten Commandments? You think they'd let me do that? Probably wouldn't be a big deal, would it? So Georgetown University students, again, what are they upset about? Noni Darwish, who grew up in Egypt, she was a Muslim. She came here to the U.S. She became a Christian, and then was invited to speak on this at Georgetown University. Her latest book, Wholly Different, Why I Chose Biblical Values Over Islamic Values. Why would that be a bad thing? Really, why would that be a bad thing? I keep saying this, and I know it's kind of old, and everybody says the same thing, but aren't college campuses supposed to be for a flee? You should flee college campuses nowadays. Free flow of ideas and thoughts. You should be sharing with each other. Now, some students, however, denounced the invitation of Islamophobic Darwish, expressing displeasure through an op-ed in the school newspaper. Alternative events being organized to coincide with the lecture. These are the safe space places. Alternative events being organized to coincide with the lecture, and even the resignation of one member of the CR executive board. Several days before the event, Georgetown Voice published a piece by undergrad student Ellie Panjwani, claiming, hey, I did pretty good, claiming that by inviting Darwish, the GUCR board gave a platform to hateful and violent views. God forbid, again, with free flow of information. The op-ed also criticized the Georgetown Review's invitation of Asra Nomani, a Muslim woman and former Georgetown professor who has been repeatedly harassed by a former colleague for voting for Donald Trump. So check this out. So they want somebody who grew up in the religion, who was oppressed in the religion, who's written a book about why she's so chosen Christianity over Islam. Well, that's terrible and nasty. We can't have her on campus now. Right? And then somebody who was harassed, a Muslim woman, who was harassed for voting for Donald Trump. They don't want her on campus either. So who do they want on campus? I wonder, what was that guy, Barney the Dinosaur, right? I mean, I wonder if they let him on campus, because, you know, does he represent everybody? He's a little large. Maybe he might be fat-shamed or something on campus. I don't know. He doesn't exist anymore. I mean, I don't, what is wrong with these people? Well, I know what's wrong with these people. Why don't I keep answering my own questions? I have no idea. My critic of these speakers is not an effort to silence free speech, really. Panjwani paradoxically claimed that explaining that these speakers are not exercising free speech, they are exercising hate speech, a speech of a kind that no organization, especially Georgetown, should endorse or give platform to. Right. So is it free speech when you bring somebody on campus to talk about how hateful Christians are because they don't believe in same-sex marriage, they don't believe in the gay and lesbian lifestyle, they don't believe in abortion? Isn't that the same idea? Isn't that the same hate speech? I don't get you people. It's what I've been saying. It's not equality they want. They're not interested in any of that. They're interested in control. They're interested in having total control of the situation and the discussion. Shortly thereafter, the GUCR board allegedly received dozens of email complaints from Muslim students and other Georgetown community members, ultimately driving the group's secretary to resign from the board. Javon Price wrote in Facebook that he was resigning from the board because he feels there is a clear distinction between free speech and hate speech that is being ignored by the invitation of Darwish. I, for one, reject and condemn any organization that hides behind the righteous principles of free speech. Price declared, I implore college Republicans to cancel this event. So, apparently, again, it's free speech if you bash the right. It's hate speech if you even approach the left. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more.
Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Hey, man. I'm the speed I go to school. No! Genie! You can't let me go. Sorry, Daniel. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on here. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And the time that you spend, you know, commenting, questioning me, throwing me, no, you don't throw me under the bus. But, you know, really, holy. You got to hold my feet. Everybody has to hold our feet to the fire. We have to hold each other to the fire. We have to make sure you're not just spewing party line. Because that's when we get in the most trouble, is when we start to spew party lines. You know, this story about Joe Biden's, I'll finish the other one in a minute. Joe Biden's son, he has one son that died. Obviously left behind a widow. And the other son is divorcing and or left his wife to go be with the widow. I mean, you talk about craziness, right? So I'm thinking to myself, is this really a story? I'm not trying to be mean or anything like that. I mean, is this, honestly, is this really a story? Do you care? So, I mean, this is a personal thing. It's kind of freaky and weird. I get that. But it's a personal thing. You know? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'll learn how to press these buttons one of these days. There you go. Anna from South Carolina. You there? Can I hear you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, hi, Joe. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Anna?
Not Anna, Annie.
All right, Annie. God, I have to look. You know what? Have you heard me pronounce things?
You're a little tongue-tied tonight. Yeah, that problem too.
It's twice the size of it should be for my mouth right now.
That would make any woman happy.
Okay, this is a family show. You realize? Now, little Lisa's looking up at Mommy going, what does she mean by that, Mommy? Okay, so you were calling about what was it, Annie?
well, Joe, there's been so much going on this week, and on your show and my show, which you have been a guest on my show, and I've been a guest on yours, there is so much that has been going on. Where do you start? I mean, the left, their heads are exploding. You can literally watch the TV and just watch their head just go boom, explode.
The hypocrisy is what's making me nuts. I'm okay with them pounding on us. You know, we're used to it, and they're used to it, and it just happens. It's a cycle that it is. But the hypocrisy behind, you know, did Lynch, was she asked to recuse herself from the from the Clinton stuff? No, not at all. What about Holder when he was held in contempt of Congress? Did anybody ask him to resign? No, that didn't happen either. Right?
No, it is absolutely amazing. And all Sessions did was, as chairman of my mind just went into a major brain fart. He was a chairman of the committee that dealt with international issues and military issues, and all he did was meet with the ambassador as a senator. He wasn't even there as a person from Trump's campaign. So he had nothing to do with that. And all of a sudden, no. He should resign. He should be impeached. No. Oh, my goodness. But what happened with Hillary Clinton when she went and sold uranium to Russia without American approval?
Well, Annie, I've been saying that. Here's the thing. It's not equality they want. It's control that they want. It has nothing to do with whether or not we're trying for the same righteous stuff or we're doing it. They don't care about that. It doesn't matter what a Republican does. It's evil, it's demonic, and it's wrong. And everything they do is God-inspired.
Not God-inspired. It is secular. It is atheist. It is...
That's true, but you heard, Annie, you heard Nancy Pelosi say that the Democratic Party... or the Democrat Party is the party that honors God, so I don't know what God you're talking about, but and the Republican Party is the party that dishonors God.
Well, I somehow or other, I missed that. So if you got a link, you know, email me that. I kind of missed that part of it because I don't understand where a conservative Christian is not honoring God, but an atheistic, anarchistic, socialistic, communistic group that was supporting the KKK is one that honors God.
The KKK? No, I'm laughing because they want to run from their KKK roots. They want to run from anything that has to do with the KKK, and they won't admit. They never have admitted. Or even done a head nod to say, yeah, that was ours. That was something we started. And you know the association there, too, the NRA. The NRA was started to help the blacks get armed to protect themselves. So the KKK was started to wipe out the blacks, and the NRA was started to protect the blacks, but we're the bad guys.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But you notice that at the not called State of the Union speech that Trump just gave, that the Democrats were wearing white. What is the color of the KKK? Oh, yes, it is. It's white, isn't it? White?
Yeah, I know. You know what? The thing that bothered me the most, a lot of that symbolic stuff doesn't make me crazy as much as the fact that they couldn't get up. They briefly got up to honor the widow, briefly, and not all of them. And it just seemed like there was nothing there. They don't want to be Americans. They want to be Democrats, and they want to be above us. That's really what I see with them.
I know you say it's family-oriented show, but I think the Democratic Party needs a healthy dose of erectile dysfunction medication. Sorry,
all right. Well, no, because little Susie still doesn't know how to spell erectile, so we're okay for now. Yeah, it's pretty late. We almost made it through the whole 3 hours without one of these red face moments, but that's okay with me. Oh, Annie, you know, I appreciate the time you're spending with me here. I gotta take off and move on. I got about 7 more topics I want to hit, but thanks for calling in. I do appreciate it.
All right. Good night and God bless.
Yeah, you too. All right. Everybody breathe deep. Hey, listen, you know, I've been doing this exercise with you guys, and I want you to join me. All right? Here's how we do it. If you're feeling depressed, you're feeling down, you kind of feel like your world's crumbling around you, you know, things aren't quite where you want them to be, it's really simple. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to wait till after the break, and then we're going to do a little exercise that'll make you feel better. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We're back. Okay, sit down. Stop the dancing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you by my side. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, truly, get involved in the conversation. If you hop up on the website, therealside.com, we have a live chat room going on there. I guess Facebook has a, it's called a feed. I call it a chat room. You guys laugh at me. I don't know what to do with that anyway. So you head over to Facebook feed, and you can converse there. You can have a good time with each other there as well. And I do get I really do appreciate the time that you're hanging out and spending time with me. And again, you know, some of you who sent me some nasties on the Sharia stuff, on the Islamic stuff, yeah. Can we please understand that, look, there's a reality behind this. Even if you take Islam out of it, there's a reality behind what these people believe. Look, just as there are a group of Islamic terrorists that believe that if you won't convert, they have to kill you. As you saw happen with 90,000 last year, that's the number we got, Christians who were killed in the name of Jesus, and they were killed in the name of Allah because they wouldn't renounce Jesus. Now, I'd have to ask some of my Christian friends, would you do that? Would you not renounce Jesus? If somebody said to you, just renounce your Jesus, accept our Allah, and we'll let you go along your happy way, would you do it? Remember that young girl at Columbine? I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I'm just talking with you. Remember that young girl at Columbine? And the guy put the gun up to her head and said, do you believe in Jesus? She knew it was going to happen. Don't tell me she didn't. She knew exactly what was going to happen. And she said, yes, I do. And he said, good, because you're going to go meet him. And what would you do? Right? What would you say? What would you do? How would you feel? If you knew that was coming down the line to you, those people, again, I'm not trying to gross you up, I'm not trying to get you sick, but I want you to think about this. Those people that were lined up, those Christians that were lined up and being beheaded one by one next to each other, in each other, except Allah or die, they chose to die. they wouldn't renounce their God. Could you do that? Do you really believe that's where you're going? Do you believe that that heaven exists and that's what it's all about? Would you do that? Look, I believe I would. I believe I would not renounce Christ. I don't know till the moment happens, but I believe I wouldn't. Seriously. Hey, I'm not trying to get preachy on you. I'm just trying to get you to think. And then when you see what happens in Muslim-heavy countries or Muslim-heavy areas, when Sharia law is in place, when women are stoned to death because they were raped, and they brought it on because they went out without their husband, or they went out without a male companion that's part of the family. I guess it's a brother or brother-in-law kind of thing. Right, so we can't. Are you saying that we can't speak against that? Right. You have to have the ability to speak openly. You have to have the ability to deal with that. And if Sharia law is 180 degrees in most cases from American law, we should be able to speak out against it and say no. It doesn't fit. It's not allowed. A couple of weeks ago when I was talking about this, somebody sent me an email and said, you know, you've talked about it's okay to follow Christian principles and make deals. Yeah, but you missed the whole point. See, if I make a deal with another Christian brother, I go into business with something, I make a deal with, under I won't say Christian law because it's not Christian law, but the Bible tells us we're not supposed to sue each other. Right? If we have a problem with each other, we're supposed to take each other to the pastor of our churches, go in front of our pastors and tell them what's going on, and they're supposed to help us resolve it. We're not supposed to go sue each other. So when I enter into a contract with a Christian brother, a lot of times what we write into the contract is we'll go in front of a board of three people, his pastor, my pastor, and a Christian that we can agree on, mutually agree on. And whatever they say is what we'll do. Now, does that circumvent the law? No, it doesn't. Do we say that's better than secular law? No, we don't. We're supposed to live by the law of the land as long as it doesn't go against God's word. But we're not supposed to air our dirty laundry out in the middle of a court where one brother says the other brother screwed him for $25,000, $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 or whatever. That's stuff that you do from within the church. You take care of that with your brother. You take care of that with each other. That's not circumventing U.S. law. We can, according to U.S. law, we can come to an agreement. But there's no Christian court. Right? There's no Christian court, so, you know, if your wife or your husband commits adultery, you go to the Christian court, and they give you they dissolve your marriage, or they give you a divorce, and they decide, no, that is for the American court system to do. Could we go to a counseling ahead of time and work it all out ahead of time? Of course we can. Anybody can do that. You don't need Sharia law. You don't need Christian law or anything like that. We can come up with agreements on the side. But usually people who believe in Sharia law believe it supersedes all other law. That's a big deal. That's a major deal. And Sharia law, I mean, think about something. Women get caned on a regular basis under Sharia law for not wearing the proper hijab or burqa, whatever it is that they're supposed to wear. When they go out, where they go, how they handle themselves. You ever notice that it's all about the woman mostly? Boy, you ladies would be screwed under Sharia law here in America with your independence. You'd be beaten on a regular basis. Well, yeah, you'd be dead, but I'm sure beaten a half a dozen times before they killed you. Where's the love in that? No, seriously. So, anyway, I when I talk about this stuff, I'm not trying to stir up anger at Muslims. Because I still feel the same way about, look, can we talk here? What was that? What was her name? Joan Rivers. There you go. The, I'm not going to go down there. Can't do that. Not going to do it. I was going to, but I'm not going to do it. All right, because you know what? I'm a little off, and I'm a little tired, and I may not filter myself, so we're going to be nice about it. Parents revolt after a high school forces students to attend an all-day social justice seminar. I don't know if all I would do is revolt. I'm telling you. I would be ripped. Suburban Chicago... Oh, well, that explains it. Never mind. A suburban Chicago high school is going forward with an all-day, all-school seminar day. That features a far-left speaker in the subject, including police genocide against black Americans and suppression of their voting rights. New Trier Township High School split between campuses in Winnetka and Northfield did not consult parents on the event lineup, which includes an original graphic rape song, and has ignored their vocal objections. It includes an original graphic rape song. I'm sorry. Rap song. It probably talks about rape in it. They all do. Yeah, when it cuts off like that, and never mind, doesn't matter. And has totally ignored their vocal objections. Okay, those parents created a protest website accusing the school of forcing a biased, unbalanced, divisive, and costly event on students that they went on a media blitz but couldn't get Tuesday seminar day canceled. But they had a small, you know what, pull them out. The school loses money when they're not there. Pull them out. Hit them in the wallet. But they had a small victory because parents of New Trier announced that the school had caved their pressure to let their parents excuse their children from the seminar, which was originally mandatory and no questions asked. New Trier itself, though, appeared to have not publicized the change in the mandatory attendance. Yeah, it's disgusting. I don't even want to try to attempt to clean that up. The now optional event titled "Understanding Today's Struggle for Racial Civil Rights" is broken up into keynote speeches and workshops on each campus. Now we're going to finish this on the other side of the break. This is why you guys have to pay attention to what's going on at your kid's school, your grandchild's school, your niece's and nephew's school. We'll be back in a minute. You'll listen to the Real Side.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. I'm a senior host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I mean that with all sincerity. I know that there's 3,000 other shows you could be watching but or listening to, and you've chosen this one. That means one of two things. It either shows me how high your IQ is or that you really get it. I'm not gonna be nice. Anyway, again, I am Joe Messina, your host. There's so much I want to get to, and I know I'm on the last one here, but there's so much I can get to. So there was a parent revolt after the high school forced students attend all day social justice seminar, which is really funny because first it wasn't optional; it was mandatory. You couldn't opt out. And then because of all the noise they got from the parents, they decided, well, maybe this isn't such a good idea. And whatever, you know, being on a school board myself, I know that as a board member, sometimes you have to make some really, really uncomfortable, nasty, hard decisions. And the public is usually never fully informed. And I don't mean that in a negative way. Notice I didn't say they're stupid. I said they're not usually fully informed on the issues. And it looks like you're making a decision that's not based on reality, because they don't have what you have, or the info that you have. And people don't, and even when you give it to them, they don't read it anyway. You can give them all the info, and they won't, and you just know by their comments they're not reading it or not believing it. So, you know, you just have to stand up and say, look, I know this isn't comfortable. I know it doesn't look right, but I'm standing by these principles. I'm going to do these things because I believe it's what's best for the larger group, for the kids, the majority of the kids on campus. You know what I'm saying? So the now optional event titled Understanding Today's Struggle for Racial Civil Rights is broken up into keynote speeches and workshops on each campus. They include microaggressions, not so small. Wow. From Kareem to Kaepernick. Athlete activist in the modern era, 21st century oppression, theft or homage. A discussion on cultural appropriation. and we charge genocide. An emergence of a continued movement. Did you hear those? But here's the problem I have with all this. Where are my warriors? No, really. They have social justice warriors. Where are my common sense warriors? See, they call it social justice. It's really not. It's left-wing justice. Or injustice, whatever you want to call it. Because they believe it to be true. It has to be true. Doesn't matter. Facts don't matter. Because they feel, they perceive it's the truth, that's what they're going to push. And if you don't believe it, you need psychiatric care. When the tables flip, though, then you're spewing hate speech towards them. And again, this makes me crazy. Again, it's called an optional event now, all of a sudden. Understanding Today's Struggle for Racial Civil Rights. Now, why would they change it if they felt they were right? Come on, think about it. Why would they change it if they thought it was right? Because they know. They know that they were wrong. They're trying to indoctrinate these kids, and they know that they're wrong. And this is the only way that they can get it put through with some heat taken up. But if I was a parent, I'm telling you, I would make those people crazy uncomfortable. I would fill that school board room every time they had a meeting, and then if I was a group of parents, I would target one of the school board members and I'd say, you know what? You're the first one. Right, wrong, or different, no matter what happens, you're the first one. You're gone. We're going to prove a point here. And vote that person out in the next election. And then look at the other four and go, you're next. You don't start doing things that make sense, you're next. See, I care, but I don't care. My decisions aren't based on me getting elected again. If I do the right stuff, I'm going to get elected again. I'm not going to have to beat my brains out to get elected again. If I do the wrong things, if I'm constantly making idiotic votes, then they deserve to vote me out. I don't deserve to be there. But for school board members to be approving these kind of things, microaggressions, not so small, from Kareem to Kaepernick, athletic activists or athlete activists in the modern era, 21st century voter suppression? Really? Let me see. Cultural appropriation? It's amazing. With all the things that kids have to worry about, with all the things that these young people should be learning, should be moving through, this is all you got? Another workshop suggests that the West is at fault for the lack of scientific breakthroughs in other parts of the world. My God, we're responsible for everything. We're just so nasty, so bad. Look at me like that for.
I've been telling you that.
The West is at fault for lack of scientific breakthroughs. Newton, Darwin, and Curie, can you think of a non-European, a non-American scientist in history, it says, come examine the Western bias in science education, its sources, and its implications in this interactive workshop. Wow. Local rapper John the Author will lead a seminar called Blackonomics 101. This is real stuff. I can't make this up. I can make up some stuff. I can't make this stuff up. This will lend a seminar called Blackonomics 101 to accompany the rapper's program. He recorded a song called Blackonomics. It repeatedly uses the N-word and tells the story of a freedom fighter on a killing spree, including the line, die, MF, or die. Can you explain that one to your kids? Teaching the We Charge Genocide workshop is Monica Trindad, a gender and women's studies graduate from the University of Illinois, Chicago. She co-founded the Brown and Proud Press, which is composed of brown people for black power. Hey, I love all of this stuff. I mean, we get away from the color. See, there's a chapter in my book that the left needs racism. Right? In order for them to survive, in order for them to have something to talk about, they have to have racism. You know, and it goes, you know, now it's all kinds of other stuff that they have to have. It's like this big, they have a war on everything. A war on men, a war on women, a war on, just craziness. And all of these things are because of white privilege. All these things are because of white people. And I don't know what you do to change this. I don't know how you change this unless you are willing to fight back. Unless you are willing to push back. Unless you're willing to stay on their case. Go in front of those school boards. Go in front of those clubs or whatever they're called. And you need to stay on it. You know, it's really funny because you talk about free speech and other things. And I watch one of the campuses. It's okay to put up these signs that say, you know, screw Donald Trump and in the worst way. Those are okay. Those are free speech. But when a Republican group puts up a sign that says we support Trump, meeting tonight at 8, it's okay for them to rip it down. That's also freedom of speech and expression. You see how nuts this is? And then the white folks. St. John's College in Santa Fe recently launched a new study group. You ready for this? Come on, just when you think it could get any worse. For those who most often exhibit racist and sexist behavior. Yes, the group is for white males. Because we're the only ones to do that. According to the correspondence obtained by Campus Reform, the study group was advertised in a campus-wide email forwarded to all students and faculty, explicitly encouraging white people to attend 4 sessions on privilege. So they can begin to be self-critical and fix themselves. This is a group to where those who most often exhibit racism, sexist behavior, white males, can begin to be self-critical of a very dangerous, brutal, depraved, hierarchical, pathological of superiority. I can't say all these words. Superiority and supremacy and inferiority handed down to us by white. My God!
You're evil.
I am. I was reading these feeling really bad from, really, you know what? Get the noose out. Apparently I have to hang myself. Seriously, so there's a class so they can show me how dangerous, brutal, depraved, hierarchical pathology of superiority, supremacy and inferiority handed down through the white Euro-American institutions. Wow, I feel so bad. I don't even know what to do now. Shall I go on? The main topic for discussion will be an ongoing one. How did we deal with the depravity of whiteness and the brutality of masculinity? Wow. How can we get the root of this problem? Well, let me tell you what, ladies. If it wasn't for masculinity, you might not be here. Yes, throw stuff at me. This is just outrageously dopey. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me today. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Go have a drink, come back tomorrow, because we'll be here all week.